When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us about Allah's greatness, so that we know whom we are addressing and what His power is. Keep in mind, when we make dua, make dua for everything. Make dua for the small and make dua for the big. Make something that is small, even that also make dua to Almighty Allah, to Allah must fulfill it. Make dua for things that are big, also make dua to Almighty Allah. Nothing is small for you and I. If Allah doesn't want, then you and I cannot take a morsel of food from our plate and put it into our mouths. So even that one small incident which we take for granted, that also is not small anymore. So nothing is small for you and I. Therefore, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day told a Sahaba, if your lace of your shoe breaks, make dua to Almighty Allah. Nothing is big for Him. Nothing is small for you and I. Nothing is big for Him. So make dua for small and big. Realize whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Praise Allah before you make dua for your needs. Praise Allah before you make dua for your needs. Look at how beautifully Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the virtue and the recognition of Almighty Allah. Ya man azhar al jameel wa satara alayya al qabih. Ya man la yuakhidhu bil jaleer jarirah wa la yahtiku sad. Wa ya azim al afu, ya azim al man. Ya man la tarahu al uyun. O the being who no eyes can set sight upon here in this world. Ya man la yasif, ya man la yasifuhu al wasifun. No one can praise Him as is His due. Ya'lamu adada mathaqil al bihar. Wa ya'lamu adada waraqil ajjar. We don't know any other praise. Did Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Look at that. First, Allah taught us to praise Him. Then after three verses of praise, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, Shaykh, show us the right path. First, praise Allah. Recognize who Allah is. Mawlana Ta'ala Shaykh Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi used to make mention of this. He said, Maine ek haseen dekha, jo haseeno mein ahsan nazar aaya. Jamilon mein ajmal nazar aaya, kareemon mein akram nazar aaya. He's speaking about Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, I saw a person who was very, very great, very beautiful, very elegant. He was most kind, most compassionate. He was the greatest of all people who could lay claim to greatness in this world in terms of human beings. He was such a person. Allah Ta'ala had taken an oath upon his blessed countenance, wadduha. Allah had taken an oath upon his life, la'amruk. Upon your life, O Prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had taken an oath on the city in which he resided. La uksimu bihadha al-balad, wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. Allah Ta'ala had said, when he says yes to something, it became halal. When he said no to something, it became haram. Ma atakumur rasulu fakhudhu. What the Nabi of Allah tells you, it becomes halal. What he prohibits you from, it becomes haram. He says, for a moment when I saw his greatness, I felt that I should ask this great person to help me whenever I'm in problem, whenever I'm in difficulty. He said, when through the means of his biography, I went to knock at his door. To ask him for assistance. What did I see? This great human being was asking someone else for assistance. And he was making dua to Almighty Allah. In tu'adhibhum fa'innahum ibadu. Oh Allah, if you were to punish my ummah, you are entitled to punish them. They are your servants. Wa in taghfir lahum. But if you are to forgive them, you also have the ability to forgive them. Then he said, my mind was made up. Don't go to such great people to ask for assistance. Go to that being. Even such great people go to ask assistance from. Go and ask Allah Ta'ala, my dear respected brothers, especially on this night. Understand the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan misleads us with regard to Allah Ta'ala is very far. Where will Allah Ta'ala listen to us? Allah Ta'ala is very far. Allah won't listen to us. Where is Allah going to listen to us? How many times you and I we say? Sometimes the Sahaba came to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, is Allah Ta'ala far that we must scream when we ask Allah Ta'ala? Is Allah Ta'ala near that we must whisper? Is Allah far that we must scream? Or is Allah near that we must whisper? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard the question. As the Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam came down. وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. O Prophet of Almighty Allah, my bondsmen come and ask you about me, tell them I am very close to them. I am more closer than the carotid arteries, the artery that leads from the hearts to the brain, which if you have to press it for a few seconds, a person will die. I'm more closer to them than their own life. I'm more closer to them than their own life. Go and tell them, O Prophet of Almighty Allah. Shaitan tells us Allah is very far. Then Shaitan sometimes brings us with regard to this. He said, where is Allah Ta'ala going to listen to you? You know, you are so weak. You are so gunegar. You are such a great transgressor. Where is Allah going to listen to you? Sometimes we have this particular situation. Where is Allah going to listen to us? So Allah Ta'ala has referred to this also. Allah has made mention with regard to this also. You see, when Iblis was red carded out of Jannah. Right? So that particular time, ukhruj minha, be expelled from Jannah. At that time, Iblis made a dua to Almighty Allah. Right? He made a dua to Almighty Allah. What dua did he make? Rabbi fanzir, oh Allah, keep me alive ila yawmi yub'athu until the day of Qiyamah. فَأَنْزِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ Brothers, I want you to read. Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi has made mention of this point. Iblis made dua to Almighty Allah when Allah was angry, and he made such a dua that no one else, no other human being, if he have to make this dua, will be accepted. I want to live till the day of Qiyamah. What Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْزَرِينَ Go, you will live till Qiyamah. Brothers, if Allah Ta'ala can listen to Iblis when Allah is angry, You and I are ashraful makhlukat. We are better than Iblis. Why won't Allah Ta'ala listen to us? Why won't Allah Ta'ala listen to us? Shed your inhibitions. Shed this particular false inferiority complex. Yes, we are weak. If we look at our situation, it is not worthy that Allah Ta'ala listens to us. But the one whom we are directing our dua to, he is not weak, he is powerful. We are weak, he is not power. He is not weak, he is powerful. We are very, very full of transgression. He is full of mercy. Keep that in mind. If Allah Ta'ala could listen to Iblis, why can't he listen to you and I? Another way is, Shaitan uses this, that you can't go to Allah Ta'ala directly. You have to go through someone. You can't go directly. You have to go indirectly. You know, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفًا What the mushrikeen in Makkah used to say, we worship our idols because they are the favorite. They represent the pious people of the past. Are we in front of them? They in front of Allah. Where is this? Yes, it is good to ask people for dua, pious people to make dua for us. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this. It's a sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we do this. We find, for example, in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar was going for Umrah, and he came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going for Umrah. What did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Ya ukhayya, la tansana fi du'aik. Oh my small brother, don't forget me in your du'as. So Umar said there were very few statements of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that gave me greater joy. So yes, we can go to the pious people to ask them to make du'a for us, but not if it takes you away from du'a. Together with asking them, you also make du'a. Where is this that we can't ask Allah Ta'ala for to make the... Go and ask Allah Ta'ala, you will see inshallah Allah Ta'ala will respond. قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ O Prophet of Almighty Allah, tell them Allah Ta'ala says, اُدْعُونِي, they must ask of me. I would respond to them. Allah doesn't like the person who doesn't make dua. Yea, in this world, if you ask someone too much, even if he's your good friend, after a little while, he'll get tired. He will start avoiding you. But my Allah is such, if you don't ask Allah, Allah Ta'ala gets angry. Why is my banda not coming to me? Does he think that he is very independent? Does he think that he can do without me? No, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected brothers. Then also with regard to it is, when you ask Allah ta'ala with full of meaning and with a concentrated heart. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah doesn't accept the dua of a person who asks in a careless manner. Your mind is someone and you say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fi akhirati hasana, and your mind is in something else. When you ask Allah ta'ala, ask with full respect. Make such du'as that are meaningful and are full of respect. Look at how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam asked from Almighty Allah. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, for 70 years Allah gave him good. Money, wealth, children, everything. One day Iblis told the angels that Ayyub alayhi salam is remembering Allah because everything is going his way. He won't remember Allah. Allah Ta'ala took everything away from Ayyub alayhi salam, left him with nothing. He became so sick that only his one wife was left with him. His body was ravaged with sickness. One day his wife said, "You are the Nabi of Allah. Why can't you ask Allah Ta'ala?" So he replied and he said, "I feel ashamed. When Allah gave me good for 70 years, I'm only sick for 7 years. 70 years of good and 7 years of sickness. How do I compare the two? I feel ashamed to ask Allah." And when she said, "No, you have to ask Allah." Then he made dua to Almighty Allah. Allah has made mention of this dua. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, difficulty has come upon me, and you are most merciful. No complaint. Oh Allah, I'm so sick. Everything has been lost. My money is also gone. My wife is also gone. Oh Allah, difficulty has come upon me. You know my situation. You are most merciful. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذي خلقني فهو يهدين والذي هو يميتني والذي هو يميتني ثم يحيين. He made dua to Almighty Allah, "You have created me and then you have guided me. And you have given me food to eat, water to drink. And when I'm going to die, you are going to take my life." But what is amazing, when it came to sickness, what did he say? وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. All along he said, "Oh Allah, you guided me. You gave me food to eat. You gave me water to drink. You gave me life. You're going to take my life away." When we came to sickness, he didn't say, "Oh Allah, you made me sick. When I become sick, you give me cure." Look at how he addressed Allah. Address Allah Ta'ala with such respect, my dear respected brothers. Then also keep in mind that Allah Ta'ala will definitely accept our du'as. Allah will definitely accept. But there are different meanings of acceptance. We are very, very... You see, we are very weak, we don't have sabr. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala accepts immediately. Your child comes and asks you something, you are in a good mood, you immediately give him what he wants. Sometimes Allah does the same. You ask, Allah Ta'ala gives you immediately. Sometimes you ask, Allah Ta'ala wants to give you, but he knows that you are not capable now of accepting it, it's not good for you now. Allah Ta'ala gives you after a little while. Your son comes to you, he's 16 years of age, and say, "Buy me a car, I have to go to university every day." What you say? "You're still not in the age, you don't even have license. When you come 19, 20, and you are responsible, I will buy you a car." Don't we do that? So Allah Ta'ala also sometimes do the same thing. You ask, Allah knows you're not ready for it now. So Allah Ta'ala says, "When you are ready, I will give you. When you are ready, I will give you." Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Almighty Allah, "Oh Allah, destroy Fir'aun." So Allah Ta'ala said, "Qad ujibat da'awatukum, oh Musa, I have accepted your dua." But the ulama tell us that this acceptance happened after 70 years. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala delays, but Allah has his reason for delaying. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala, you make dua to Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives you something better. So your son comes to you and say, "You know what, well, we haven't gone for a holiday for a long time, let us go to Malaysia. That is the newest destination, isn't it? The trendy destination. Let us go to Malaysia." You say, "My boy, why are you going to go to Malaysia? We spend the same money, I will take you for Umrah." Sometimes Allah Ta'ala also does that. You ask for something, Allah gives you something better. And then there is another riwayat that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, many a times Allah will show a person, "Oh my banda, on this particular night you made this dua, you made this dua, you made this dua. I accepted it, but I kept it in store for you in the year after. I didn't give it to you in this world. Now I'm giving it to you." When Allah gives it to us in the akhirat, human being will tell Allah, "Oh Allah, why didn't you leave everything for the year after and you gave me nothing in the world?" Allah Ta'ala definitely accepts. Allah has different ways of acceptance.